The National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa and the National Union of Mine Workers met with Eskom on Tuesday afternoon. The unions and managers agreed to a 7% salary increase across the board. All NUM regions that made presentations on Tuesday morning accepted the 7% salary increase offer that the power utility made on Friday. However, some proposed amendments. The unions had proposed that Eskom pay them a 15,000 rand one-off fee. Eskom employees also wanted the no work, no pay principle not to be applied. Workers embarked on a strike 2 weeks ago. NUMSA spokesperson Phakamile Hlubi Majola.
The National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa met with other unions and the Eskom management as part of the Central Bargaining Forum. We met after collecting a mandate from all workers in all regions. The mandate from our members was to accept the wage proposal. It's broken down in the following way. The duration is a one-year agreement and there's a 7% across-the-board salary increase. Conditions of service will be reinstated. These conditions, which existed as of 30 June 2021, will be reinstated effective from 1 July 2022. And a housing allowance, which will increase by 400 Rand for the period 1 July 2022 to 30 June 2023. As NUMSA, we are pleased to have finally resolved this round of wage talks, particularly given the difficult circumstances that we faced, the conditions of service which were unilaterally withdrawn and which caused so much pain to our members have now been restored. We've also secured an improvement from last year after Eskom imposed 1.5%. We want to thank the negotiating team for their tireless efforts in finding a solution. NUMSA will always fight to improve conditions of the working class.
Eskom had blamed the workers' strike for the ongoing load shedding. Despite some workers returning to work, the power utility's system remains vulnerable. Spokesperson Sikhonandi Mantshantsha had said load shedding would continue for the upcoming weeks. For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Bulelani Nonyokela.